Welcome to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Today is Tuesday, November 23rd, and happy 29th birthday to Miley Cyrus. I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are your top stories presented by Kia Mall of Georgia. The Gwinnett Commission redistricting open houses are getting underway, and the expansion issue looms. Gwinnett School Board listed local control among its top legislative priorities for 2022. Police are searching for a man who fled from Atlanta Airport security checkpoint after a weapon was discharged during screening. The Gwinnett Fire Department's 50th anniversary highlighted during annual Red, Blue, and U celebration. Four of six Gwinnett High School football teams will be on the road for quarterfinals. And finally, Piedmont Eastside Hospital's Gail Little is GDP's latest hospital hero. As the holidays approach, there are some people in our community that are struggling with loss. Counselors from Hospice of Northeast Georgia Medical Center will join us later in the podcast.
I can't help but think about one of my very first support group clients. I remember her saying, "I just feel like I want to crawl into bed, to pull the covers over my head, and just to hibernate. Go hibernate all the way through Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's and all those gray skies in January and not come out again until February 15th.
Why buy a Kia Mall of Georgia? We provide award-winning customer satisfaction and have been a family-owned business for over 20 years. Buying or leasing with us is fast and easy, and you can get pre-approved online in four simple steps. We offer top dollar on trade-ins and have new vehicle specials that are updated every month. And our factory-trained technicians make servicing your vehicle convenient with extended service hours. Stop by and shop with us on the lot or visit us online at lovemykia.com.
As Gwinnett County officials kicked off a series of open houses to gather public input on County Commission redistricting, there was one question that loomed in the background over the proceedings: whether the commission should be expanded. The question is looming over redistricting in Gwinnett this year because of a recent attempt by Senator Clint Dixon to get Senate Bill 6EX passed to expand the commission from four districts and a chairperson to nine districts and a chairperson. That effort, which had no input from county officials, came to a halt this past Tuesday, but it wasn't far from the minds of some people who attended the county's first redistricting open house at the Duluth Library on Wednesday, even though county officials tried to look ahead. The next open house will be held from 6:30 until 8 p.m. on Tuesday at the Lucky Shoals Park Community Center in Norcross. The open house will be hosted by Commissioner Ben Koo. Attendees at the open house in Duluth this past week were asked which geographical area they most wanted to see kept intact within a commission district, including cities, zip codes, school clusters, or voting precincts. The county also presented maps that showed where the distribution of different ethnic groups, such as Asians, Blacks, Hispanics, and whites, reside around the county. Gwinnett County Public Schools is making local control one of its top legislative priorities for next year, on the heels of a stalled attempt by Republican legislators from Gwinnett to push a bill targeting the county's school board through the General Assembly's special session. GCPS Executive Director of Administration and Policy, Jorge Gomez, highlighted the local control section of the priorities during a presentation to the school board at its work session on Thursday afternoon. That presentation came 2 days after State Senator Clint Dixon was pulling back Senate Bill 5EX, which would make the Gwinnett School Board elections nonpartisan and redraw board district boundaries without input from the board for reconsideration during the 2022 regular legislative session. The district's 2022 legislative priorities program was unanimously approved by the school board on Thursday night. Many of the priorities outlined are standard requests that the school system often makes, such as asking the Gwinnett legislative delegation to push for full funding of Georgia's Quality Basic Education, or QBE, funding formula. But the local control section may get the most debate among delegation members during the 2022 session in light of SB 5EX. The school board district boundaries, which are totally different from school attendance district boundaries, must be redrawn during the 2022 legislative session based on population changes chronicled in the 2020 census. The district is working with the Georgia Legislature's Legislative and Congressional Reapportionment Office on drawing a new map. A Authorities are searching for the man who escaped an Atlanta airport security checkpoint after a weapon was discharged Saturday, frightening travelers and temporarily grounding flights at one of the world's busiest airports the weekend before Thanksgiving. Officials believe the weapon that was discharged at Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport was in a bag belonging to Kenny Wells, a passenger who police say ran away with the weapon in hand. 42-year-old Wells is wanted on warrants accusing him of carrying a concealed weapon at a commercial airport, possession of a firearm by a convicted felon, and discharging a firearm and reckless conduct. In the first 10 months of this year, the TSA intercepted 4,650 firearms, a majority of which were loaded at security checkpoints, surpassing the full year record of 4,432 set in 2019.
Evelyn, when your little Jimmy was trapped in a fire, who rescued him?
A fireman?
And Larry, when your heart gave out from all those tanning pills, who revived you?
Some guy in an ambulance.
Right. So if we all could just pretend that Squidward was a fireman or some guy in an ambulance, then I'm sure we could all pull together.
During the 30 years that Dickie Howard served in Gwinnett County's fire department, there were occasional thank you events, but nothing like the annual Red, Blue, and You event that's now held in the county. But 50 years after the retired fire captain joined Gwinnett County Fire and Emergency Services as one of its 10 original firefighters, a wide cross-section of the community said thank you to Howard for his and the department's other pioneer service during this year's Red, Blue, and You tribute to public safety on Thursday at the Buford Arena. Red, Blue, and You is designed to recognize public safety workers from fire services, law enforcement, healthcare workers, and teachers. But this year's event offered a chance to put an extra spotlight on the fire department, which is in the midst of celebrating the 50th anniversary of its founding. Gwinnett County Fire Chief Russell Nick and County Commission Chairwoman Nicole Love Hendrickson paid tribute to the fire department's founders in their remarks during Red, Blue, and You. Some memorabilia, including old yearbooks, patches, and firefighting gear, were on display as well. A video tribute honoring the department's 50th anniversary was also played during the event. GGC's men's soccer team lost in the first round of the NAIA postseason. Here's community reporter J.P. Edwards with that story.
Third-seeded Ottawa University from Arizona converted a corner kick in the 68th minute to score the lone goal in a match against number 2 seed Georgia Gwinnett College in a first-round match of the NAIA men's soccer opening round hosted by St. Thomas University. The goal was one of a few scoring chances in a match that was delayed by 4 hours by inclement weather. The Grizzlies registered 11 shots, with three coming after Ottawa took the 1-0 advantage, but came up short. Congratulations to the GGC Grizzlies on a great season. For the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast, I'm JP Edwards.
Don't make a mistake. List with the best real estate team Gwinnett has to offer. Hi, I'm Peggy Slappy, and for 40 years I've been working and playing in the great county of Gwinnett. Gwinnett is home to fun. The Stripers, the Gladiators, the Swarm. We have major concerts and festivals at the arena, fairgrounds, and multiple city festivals. And truly, that's only part of the reason Gwinnett is great. It's great because of its people. I could go on and on. But in 2022, if you or a friend is thinking of buying or selling in Gwinnett, there's only one team to call, Peggy Slappy Properties. Voted best of Gwinnett for a reason. Call my team at 770-271-5555 or visit us online anytime at PSPOnline.com. That's PSPOnline.com. And remember, when you choose Peggy Slappy Properties, you choose a whole team, not just a realtor.
Be creative, innovative, passionate. Be excellent, inspiring, driven. Be faithful, disciplined, prepared. At Union University, you will thrive in a Christ-centered community and be equipped for success in your life and career. Begin your journey today. At Union University, be transformed.
Playoffs? Don't talk about it. Playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs? I just hope we can win a game.
While the usual representation from the smaller classifications is missing, Gwinnett County High School football is still alive and well in the quarterfinals of Georgia's two largest classes. Each of the four quarterfinal games in Class 7A features a Gwinnett team, Brookwood, Collins Hill, Grayson, and Mill Creek, while Buford and Decula are in the Elite Eight in 6A. Of those six remaining teams, only two get to stay at home for games this Friday. One of those is Decula, which managed a home game this week despite carrying a number two seed into the quarterfinals. The Falcons caught a break because their opponent is a number four seed, Johns Creek, which is 9-3. Collins Hill, Grayson, and Mill Creek have road quarterfinal games Friday night, as does Buford, which plays at Lee County in a rematch of last year's 6A state finals, won in overtime by Buford at Georgia State. The Wolves routed Lovejoy in the second round to set up a rematch with Lee, this time in Leesburg. The Daily Post is shining a spotlight on the hospital heroes in Gwinnett County who are giving their all to provide a high level of essential health care services during the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. In this edition, we're honoring Gail Little of Piedmont Eastside Hospital. Gail Little is an indispensable member of the Piedmont Eastside Wound Care Clinic. She serves as wound care registrar for the clinic. However, she often goes outside of her job duties to help the wound clinic on a daily basis. For instance, she'll voluntarily clean rooms, take temperatures, and even help bring patients in from their cars, rain or shine. There's nothing she will not do that is asked of her. Gail exemplifies what good customer service and patient satisfaction should be. As the first person that every patient or family member sees when they walk in the clinic front door, her positive attitude is an invaluable attribute. No matter what the day throws at her, she's right there with a smile and inviting disposition toward every person that walks through the door. For the excellence with which she does her job, as well as the distinction with which she's helped us to serve the community, Piedmont Eastside would like to recognize and thank Gail Little. And now, as the holidays approach, there are some people in our community that are struggling with loss. Counselors from Hospice of Northeast Georgia Medical Center are here now with some information on how to cope.
Hi, I'm Kim Frisbee, and I'm Community Liaison, and this is David Gladson, and he is one of our bereavement counselors, and we are with Hospice of Northeast Georgia Medical Center. David, so many of our community members are struggling this year because they have lost a loved one. Can you help them, give them new reason to celebrate this season?
When you ask that question, I can't help but think about one of my very first grief support group clients. This was, over a decade ago. And she, I remember her saying, you know, I just feel like, it was around this time of year, and she said, I just feel like I want to crawl into bed, to pull the covers over my head, and just to hibernate. Go hibernate all the way through Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's and all those gray skies in January and not come out again until February 15th. And I was, at the time, I was just like, wow. And then as I tell that story over and over again to other clients over the years, all of them shake their heads because they get it. They know it too. They feel that and they feel the same thing. And it's really, really hard to be able to get through the holidays like this at this time.
How do those of us grieving get on the other side of this pain and find new reason for learning to live again?
You know, one of my favorite poems is a poem called Kindness by Naomi Shaib Nye. And in it, she says that before you know and can know kindness as the deepest thing, you also have to know sorrow as the other deepest thing. And you know, something happens in us when we're broken open by grief. And we can't imagine ever being able to get back to where we were before or finding any happiness or joy again in our lives. But one of the other quotes that I often use, almost in every single grief group I do, or often when I'm writing or anything, is from Albert Camus, and you may have heard of it. You know, Albert said that within me, says, in the midst of winter, I found that there was within me an invincible summer. And he goes on to say, and that makes me happy. For it says that no matter how hard the world pushes against me, within you, there's something stronger, something better, pushing right back. And that, you know, that's something within us that just will not let us go. And that gives us hope, and it gives our clients hope as well.
What are some ways the Hospice of Northeast Georgia Medical Center can help make a difference in the lives of those in our community?
I'm also reminded, and I sometimes say this was a few years ago, and I realized, no, this was a couple of decades ago, actually. When President George H.W. Bush cast a vision for our country and talked about how we could be 1,000 points of light in our community. And one of the wonderful ways that the Hospice of Northeast Georgia does that is through our bereavement program and the team of volunteers that Diana Erzing has pulled together. And a lot of our volunteers have actually been former family members of ours, people that we've served. And once they get through to the other side of this wilderness and this grief experience that they're in, and they do get through, folks do get through, they're looking for ways to connect in their community again. They're looking for ways to find meaning and purpose in their lives again. And a lot of them say, hey, I received such a beautiful gift from the Hospice of Northeast Georgia, and I want to find a way to give back in the same way. And so they join our volunteer team, and they reach out to many of the families that are going through the same thing that they went through. And a second way that we're able to do that is through our Love Light service every year. We're doing that this year on December 9th. And this will be an opportunity for folks to come together and to pay honor and tribute and remember their loved ones, but then also to be able to donate to our nonprofit foundation that helps to make sure that every family, no matter the need, no matter the financial situation, is able to benefit from quality hospice and bereavement services for their loved one as well.
For more information on hospice services or bereavement support, please call our hospice office at 770-219-8888, or you can visit nghs.com/hospice.
Engineered Solutions is your locally owned and operated commercial and residential foundation company that specializes in foundation repair, basement waterproofing, and crawl space encapsulation.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to.
678-ESOG
Forecast calls for a warm winter, Dari.
Huh? 100%
probability of toasty warm.
No way.
Yes way. Guaranteed.
Let me see.
Says warm winter following R.S. Andrews Mega Furnace Checkups.
Should have seen it coming.
Caused by fast-moving R.S. Andrews techs.
Clean screen trained and timely.
Performing our $99 R.S. Andrews Mega Furnace Checkup.
It's more than a tune-up.
Way more. It's a complete system diagnostic.
Restoring systems to factory fresh specs.
Serious work.
That's why it takes a little longer.
We're making sure your system is safe.
And running at peak efficiency.
We perform a deep internal exam.
Check for carbon monoxide leaks.
Inspect and clean burners.
Pull and inspect your blower.
Test your inducer assembly.
We even test all safety controls.
You can't be too safe.
You can't do it too soon.
Be guaranteed warm.
Get your R.S. Andrews Mega Furnace Checkup.
Just $99.
R.S. Andrews Mega Furnace Checkups causing 100% chance of smiles.
It's what we do.
He's Ben.
He's Dari.
We're rsandrews.com.
Thanks for listening to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Add us to your Alexa Flash briefing or your Google Home briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. And Kezia May, copywriter. All rights reserved.